this is part three of a five-part series on the Intentional Mom podcast, where we are going to be unpacking the E in the acronym of REST. So you're going to be learning what the E is all about. And let me tell you, if you feel like you are running around at a dizzying pace and you're struggling to catch your breath, this is going to be something you want to make sure that you listen to. We're also going to be talking about when are you going to be using? When is the right time to haul out this acronym, these things that you're learning in the acronym of REST? And so we're going to dive into that as well. So all that is coming up on this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. Let's head off.
Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast.
So in this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, we are going to be talking about the E in the REST acronym. So you may recall that this is part three of a five-part series. And in part one, we really talked about the need to just kind of scale back. We talked about the need to kind of just slow down and really be intentional and aware of really what we're thinking, what we're feeling, and just really kind of what we are needing. And then in the second installment of this five-part series, we talked about the R in the REST acronym. And we're really talking about intentional, purposeful rest, productive rest. Sometimes I call this as well. So we talked about the R and we learned that the R stands for retreat. And so if you didn't listen to that one, that is going to be one that you want to jump into to catch where we are at, because this is a four-step process, the REST. It's a four-part process. And if you skipped over the R, it's going to be a little bit harder for you to have the E. Essentially, the R, the retreat, paves the way for you to have the E that we're going to be talking about today. So let's cover the first kind of question I want to make sure we cover, and that is, when are you going to be pulling out this REST acronym? Well, as I see it, there are two different purposes. There are two different types of times in which you would pull this out. One of them might be in a proactive way. So we have basically two ways that we operate. We operate in proactive mode or we operate in reactive mode. Obviously, proactive mode is the more planned for, planning ahead of time mode, and reactive mode is when you're simply responding to what is happening in the present or current situation. We're reacting and responding to something that is happening. And so really, I see this REST acronym being something that is useful, and in my own life, I use it in both of those categories. So there are times where I know I've had a busy couple of days, I've had a busy week, I've had a busy month, and I know that I just need to recover. In most cases, I would say it's kind of like a recovery mission for me at that point. So that's when I use it in that proactive mode, but it's also helpful to haul this skill out when you need a reactive moment, right? We all know those situations where we can feel our hearts start to race. We can notice that our anxiety is rising. Our emotions feel like we're about to boil over in our emotions. And, you know, think about giving a toddler a timeout. Sometimes we need to do that for ourselves as well as moms. And so this REST acronym is going to help you just kind of go through a quick 2, even 3 minute timeout if you need to. You can just go through each one of these four parts of the REST acronym, and you can just kind of reset yourself in that way. So both cases, you'll find in both of these cases, you'll find this REST acronym to be helpful. But really, you'll know it's something that would benefit you to haul out. Again, when you notice certain physical cues in yourself, when you start to notice that you're feeling burdened or heavy, when you start to notice that you're feeling anxious or like you're jittery and you just need to refocus, you need to reboot, you need to reset, this acronym is going to help you do that. All right. So in step one, we retreated. And today we're talking about the E, and that stands for exhale. Remember how I said in the beginning, this is going to be helpful if you feel like you can't catch your breath, if you feel like you are running, and you are just out of breath, and you are about ready to just, I don't know, fall right down. Exhale. This is going to be so helpful. So after you've retreated and you've just removed yourself, even if just for a moment, from the present circumstance, what's happening currently, again, you're noticing those physical cues or those even those emotional cues in yourself, and you've retreated and just removed yourself from a situation, and you've removed yourself from your current thoughts and just quieted your mind. Then it's time to just exhale. It's time to just let go. And that really is what the exhale is all about. So when choosing intentional rest or purposeful rest, you're going to start by retreating, taking that step back. And then you're going to take in some deep breaths and let them go. This is what we call deep breathing. And it is so amazing what deep breathing can do to, again, reset your systems, reset your physical symptoms, reset your mental state, reset your emotional state, and really just to give you a moment to just get some perspective, especially when you have had that intentional retreat beforehand. And when you're thinking about taking these deep breaths in, you're thinking about filling your lungs, filling yourself much deeper than your lungs. You're thinking about filling yourself just all the way up from your toe, all the way down, starting at your toes and all the way up your body to the top of your head. I used to teach Lamaze classes, believe it or not. I was a certified Lamaze instructor and birth doula for many years. And it is amazing in that situation, you know, talk about a heightened physical situation, emotional, mental, man. We are just all the things at that point. And it is amazing what deep breathing can do in that circumstance, which shows me and shows you how effective that deep breathing can be. That the deep breathing is such an essential part of a woman in labor. And, you know, so even when we find ourselves on a smaller scale, just kind of at the end of our rope, giving ourselves the opportunity to just fill ourselves in with nice, fresh air. And as you think about exhaling, you're thinking about just letting go of all of that stress, all of that anxiety, all of that frustration. Even if for a moment, right, you might have to pick up that stressful situation all over again. You might have to have a time of and a point of re-entry right back to where you just left. But when you have this exhale, again, what that does for you is it gives you that perspective and it kind of gives you that reset and that recalibration so that you can intake more, so that you have more of yourself to bring to the current situation, which might be just as hairy and just as overwhelming and just as stressful and just as anxiety-inducing as it was before. But now you are different. You have had this intentional retreat and this intentional exhale where you have let go of all of that, even if just for the moment. And that is going to change the you that comes back to that point of re-entry. So the idea of the exhale is that you're intentionally choosing to let go of those things. It is not, there's not a magic wand that is going to automatically just make yourself feel better. You are going to have to envision, in order to get the most bang out of this anyway, you are going to have to intentionally choose to let whatever is weighing you down, to let those things go. And this is a very active thing, by the way. Visualizing, letting these things go, actually releasing these stressors. This is very helpful, but it's a very intentional action that you're taking. So when you are needing a powerful reset, you're noticing these cues, you're noticing these physical cues, mental, emotional, you're out of gas. Choose to have this intentional retreat and then exhale. Visualize letting all that is weighing you down, all that is heightening these emotions. Again, you're not solving any of the issues right now, but you're changing yourself. And when we can change ourselves, then we are able to change the situation. That's the power of the REST acronym. So we've covered the R, we've covered the E. Next time we're going to jump into the S. We will talk then. Make it a great day. All right. Well, we have covered the R, we have covered the E, we have covered three parts in this five-part series. I hope that you're finding it helpful, and I truly hope that you are putting it in practice today. If your life is anything like mine, and most of the women I know, you probably have no shortage of opportunities when you can put these skills to use. When you are finding yourself, you know what, man, I just need a moment. I know there's a lot of times where that is the exact thought I have. It can be like when World War III is erupting around me with all my kids. It can be when it's a rough school day and the kid is just not getting what I'm trying to teach them. It could be because I'm finding something stressful with trying to pay bills or whatever it is. There's usually no shortage of opportunities to use these skills that we're laying out here, these different skills in this four-part equation. So we're two parts of the way through. In the next episode, we're going to jump in and you're going to learn all about what the S is all about. We'll talk then.